This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly, last night's United States-Canada Four Nations Cup game might have done guys more for hockey and its popularity than anything in the last 20 years. It was such a great game. The atmosphere was incredible. And I know I sound terrible, so I apologize this morning. And it was not because I was yelling at that game. But to start it the way it did, even if you're not a huge hockey fan, you were into that game, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I don't know about Pete. Pete,
Josh is standing across from me, Dave. This is the picture. We're standing inside of CCO, right? Al Schock just walks by. The legendary Al Schock just walked by. He just finished his whole deal. And I'm looking over at Josh, and I go, hey, my mic's not on. he keeps looking at me.
I didn't know
like,
I had to do that. His hosts know how to do this.
He says, hey, don't worry about it.
That's okay. It's okay.
He's always against you, Pete. He's always
I don't know. You know what? It is a. It's like a WWE wrestling match in here every Sunday morning now when I get in here. I throw him against the ropes and he comes bouncing back.
More to come
off
with that, for sure. For sure.
That's kind of what the game looked like last night.
Dave, you sound great, by the way.
You do. Thanks a lot. You sound like you feel like a million bucks. And I have been
battling this cold for the better part of like 3 weeks.
Yeah, you have had a little something dragging for a while.
It just will not leave forever, and I don't know.
We got to get you over to Camp Nigerian. That's what we got to do. We're going to get you a lot of water, you know, some juices of different types, all kinds of vitamins. I grew up on that stuff, Dave. I knock on wood, I am never sick.
Knock on wood. By the way, he said knock on wood because he still hasn't grown up. So
wait, what's that?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, not nice of you to invite me to Camp Nigerian. I'll
try. You can come anytime, but you're not sick. Yeah, thank you, Dave.
I had cancer at one point. I'm still
that's a good point.
A while back. It's not like it's yesterday.
Okay, feels like it.
Dave, I will say this. I did not get a chance to see this whole thing in the hockey world, but I did see it afterwards because I was off doing something else with my wife, and it was still an extended part of the whole Valentine's Day. But I got to tell you something. I love how that started. I absolutely. There's just something about the emotion and everything that goes into it that made that just really emphasize how great hockey is right now. And I honestly believe that. My wife, it might be her favorite sport right now in the last couple of years. She has fallen in love with the sport of hockey.
I mean, it's done more for the Four Nations Cup, I think, has done more for the popularity this week of the league than anything I can remember in the last few years. And so you have Matthew Tkachuk and Brady Tkachuk. They both get in fights to start the game.
There's a shocker.
And what you love about it is, you've got your all-star football now, which is basically a quiz show and trying to catch footballs with mascot hands. You've got
so awful.
What the NBA now has become, you know, just kind of a little skills competition. But here you go. You got hockey taking a break in the middle of the season to play these rivalries that are just so great and to the point where I never in a million years thought we would be seeing fights in this tournament. Because when you watch Olympic hockey, you don't see that. It's not like that. But I think it's great. I mean, I'm not a big fan of forced fights per se, and I know that that's a whole other topic. But when you're playing for your country, and it sounds like there was just a lot of bad blood between the two sides anyway that spilled over from the NHL into this game. It's just the atmosphere created was incredible. And you heard it over and over again. I heard Matt Boldy talking about how incredible it was. The atmosphere was like an Olympic gold medal match. It was just people were screaming and booing and falling out of their seats. And I mean, it was just great. It was an awesome game.
I think that is the perfect comparison. It's like the Olympics because it is like the Olympics, right? I mean, we've got USA against Canada. We've got all these different lineups. You've got Sweden. You've got, you know, Finland, all of this. And I think that's what makes this so interesting, Dave. We all have been talking about what the NFL has done. They've ruined everything that has to do with that Pro Bowl and all those kinds of things. And I think the NBA probably has continually been about the same. You know, you've got the dunk and you've got all the rest of the shooting and everything else. But I got to tell you something. There's something energetic about hockey and the fact that you do feel like, hey, this is so close to being an Olympic, you know, head-to-head match. It's incredible and so much fun. So much fun. I think this makes hockey in the NHL really be much more, I think, attractive to people. And this couldn't have come at a better time for the NHL.
And you're going to get now, more than likely, the championship game of Canada-US again, I think.
You think they dropped the gloves early?
How does that work, Dave? I guess I'm trying to still figure that out. Obviously, yesterday was the first time I've been able to actually sit down this past week and watch this. So do we not know, like, what the championship game matchup is for Thursday?
I don't know if we know what it is yet. I don't know if
So it's not Finland-US? Like, I thought the two winners from yesterday were basically the locks for Thursday, but maybe
I'm
not.
I'm trying to find that right now.
I think they're
if that is the championship game, buckle up. Like, seriously.
How awesome would that be?
Like, I will go on air, and if the higher at B's hear this, not CCO, but my other job, I will call out sick on my other job if that is the Thursday matchup. I have zero issue with that.
Do you skate, by the way? Do you play hockey, or have you ever done that?
No, I do not. I'm not very skilled at much.
Oh, let me tell you, you'd be great on skates.
I live right across from Central Park in Maple Grove. So,
Dave, could you imagine that? Josh on a pair of skates
Now we're taking jabs at the producer.
I'd jump out of the way.
Yeah, you probably
I would jump out of the way for sure.
Yeah. No,
I'm trying to figure out how this all works, but I can't quite see it.
I thought yesterday, I know a lot of people were against the initial, like, three fights to start the game. The building was already electric as it is in Montreal, but the three fights just added a little extra juice, and I actually liked it. I love the fact that they were able to get kind of the blood flowing for everybody in the arena and everybody on the ice, and the boys, you know, the boys on the bench loved it. You know, the coaches were kind of like, all right, let's no injuries. Let's not get injured in this, scrap it up. But no, I loved it. I thought it got me on my feet, especially when the third fight happened. I'm like, all right, let's go. Like, let's keep this thing going. Let's get that penalty box filled up. But it was fun to watch. It's all we're doing is having fun. And it's good to see these guys, you know, usually playing across from it. Yeah, it's
exactly
all about your country.
It's great.
Yeah.
That's why it's great.
It's so good.
The U.S. is on to the finals, even though they play one more game. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you have two wins, you're moving on. Canada's got one. They play again. They have to play one more game. If they win, I would assume they're moving on. Mm-hmm. So whoever wins that, the next Canada matchup, where is that game? I'm looking at the wrong sheet here. That'll be the other spot in the finals. So it would be awesome. I would love to see it again. So there it is. Canada-Finland play on Monday. And my guess is whoever wins that one goes and faces off against the United States in the finals.
Who do you think wins that one, Dave? You're the hockey guy in the room.
I think was not super impressed with Finland in their first game. They've played well. Sweden's played well. But Canada, I mean, they have literally the best guys in the world.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at your power play, and it's got Cale Makar, Sidney Crosby.
when he's not sick, yes. Cale Makar was out, yeah.
Who's a McDavid? I mean, McDavid. You're trying to figure out who's on your power play with that group?
Here's another thing I'll add to it, too. You saw when the game ended, obviously, Team USA was super pumped, super thrilled to have the win. You look at Team Canada, they literally look – you look at Sidney Crosby's face because they show Crosby and they show McDavid. You would have thought that they just lost in the Stanley Cup final. That's how defeated, that's how much this game means to these people. Mm-hmm. You saw the look of just total defeat on their faces. And that's what's so great about this, is this means so much more than just, you know, a break from the NHL schedule to these guys. This is for all the marbles. There's a lot riding on this face-off.
And there's two sides to this argument. We've got a text in to the WCCO Talk and Text line that says, shame on you for promoting the fighting in hockey. Great example for the kids. Maybe you should be promoting friendship.
Come on,
with Canada
man.
Instead. I understand that. I understand what you're saying. But here's the thing. There's already fighting in hockey.
Yeah.
They don't. I mean, it's not going away. And the kids at the younger levels,
it's
are not
as frequent
fight.
As it used to. And obviously, that's something that they're trying to kind of alleviate in the game. And I get it. You know, CT and all that stuff. That I get it. But this is off the books. This is not NHL. This is literally Four Nations. This is for all the marbles. They're throwing it all out there. There's no exceptions to this.
Well, let us know what you think. Is the fighting okay? Is it acceptable because it means something? Or is this still a bad example for young kids playing hockey? 651-461-9226. You can get us on the WCCO Talk and Text line. Do we have a talk back button now?
We do.
Nice.
We do.
Yeah, we're advancing. We are the head of technology in radio.
Tell us how people do that.
They can obviously, if you don't already, which why don't you have the Odyssey app? Hit the little microphone button. You can record. I think it's a 30-second max recording of what you think, and let us know how either terrible Dave's voice sounds or how terrible it's my awful. Take is, or
do you hate the fights?
How handsome Pete Najarian is. We'll see. Yeah.
Do you hate the fights? Should fights be allowed in international competition?
Should Pete and Josh fight? Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be. We should put
the
on the stream. We need Brad to get the stream going on.
Dave, if you ever make it down here, you could be the ref between me and Josh. I tell you, I'm ready for this.
That'd be the easiest job in the world. It'd be over in 5 seconds.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Pete wouldn't stand a chance.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh.